Hello and welcome to Okay Karen.
Okay Karen.
So today's episode, y'all, we're super excited. We're coming into the summer season for parties. So we're doing party appetizers for y'all.
Yeah. Yay.
So before we start though, we want to stop and shout out some people. Betsy, you have shout outs?
No, not really. I mean, our moms from our last episode.
That's what I wanted to say.
Yeah. Oh, really? Which was really fun. I really enjoyed
the
episode. So if you haven't listened to it, you can go and hear some stories about when we were young and little baby Betsy and baby Angela.
How precious we were.
And get to see our moms. If you don't know our moms, probably most of the people listening to this know at least one of our mothers, but they're great people. So
they are. And then as I go on, I'll shout out some people for these recipes. Because I like to have parties, so I have a ton of recipes, and I actually had to like.
And you're really good about trying new recipes.
Oh, I love new recipes.
And I'm always kind of like, maybe not if I'm having people over, because I just want to make sure it's something I know I like, you know. But you are always trying new stuff, so good for
and
you.
And I will say, though, and I'll go ahead and just start with our first thing. When I have a get-together, my cousins always ask, are you making the bacon? And I use bacon in a lot of recipes, but this is candied bacon. It is Bobby Flay's recipe. I need a shout out, sis, because when I asked her, I was like, okay, what's your favorite thing that I make? And she said, everything. And I said, no, just give me one thing. And she said, the bacon. It's so good.
Okay, so this is Bobby Flay's recipe. Tell us about it. And I will link these in the description so you guys can just click on links and see all of them, hopefully, unless Angela sends me photographs of old recipes.
Oh, I can send photos too.
No, I don't want the photos. I want a link. They don't want the photos either. All right, go ahead.
So this is actually not very hard. Bacon, you put it on a pan and put it in the oven. And while it's starting in the oven, you take honey and a little bourbon and mix it together over the stovetop and kind of let the bourbon reduce a little. And then I think there's a little brown sugar in it also. Look at the recipe, but I think there is. And then you just, about 10 minutes in, you coat the bacon with it. And then you just kind of keep coating the bacon until the bacon's cooked.
Brush or do you drizzle?
Yeah, no, I take it with a brush and coat it. I take the bacon out too and kind of tip the pan and get some of the bacon grease out and then pull the bacon out. And then because when it comes out, you know, it's not like crispy. Mm-hmm. And then as it sits, it crisps up. And
you just serve it as strips of bacon on a plate and people pick up a strip.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I have never had this with you.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Well, every time I make it, there is not one piece left. It goes, I can make a whole pack of bacon and there's not one piece left.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, bacon's so good in general that you adding that stuff to it, I'm like, oh my gosh, that sounds really good.
It is so good. And my mama loves it too. And she, I don't know if she knows bourbon's in it. So she's listening to this. Sorry, mama.
Surprise.
But you can't taste it. It just gives the
and it
bacon
might cook
extra,
out also.
Yeah, because you cook it on the stovetop and then you cook it in the oven. So
I'm pregnant and I would still eat it. I feel like that with that amount of bourbon, it's probably all cooked out.
I can't believe. Yeah, because it's just I keep it, but it's not the first time I made it. I just had one of those small bottles. You know, the little bitty bottle,
like two shots or whatever.
Yes, and that's that's all I needed. But so it's not much at all.
Okay,
but it is super good. Everyone loves it.
All right,
and easy.
Okay, so I'll give one of mine.
Hold on, thanks, sis, for throwing that out again.
Okay,
thank you, sis.
This
is my cousin. Babe. If y'all don't know.
Whose real name is not Sis, just FYI.
Nope. Her real name is Elizabeth, but no one in the family calls her that.
No.
Everyone in the family calls her Sis, including Mama.
Her grandmother.
That's her granddaughter, yes.
All right. So I got a recipe. I went to like a barbecue get together. and they had these basically fresh jalapeno poppers, if that makes sense. And I was like, these are really good. And I normally wouldn't just eat fresh jalapenos. I'm like, no, probably.
It wasn't hot?
It wasn't. So what it is, and it's super simple. This is why I like this recipe. Because there's, you know, there's sometimes you're invited to a get together and you're like, I literally have 30 minutes after work to get here to there and get something prepared, you know? And so all they do is you cut the jalapenos in half, take the seeds out.
Okay.
Fill them with cream cheese. And then you sprinkle this seasoned, you know, I have seasoned salt. They have seasoned pepper, like a McCormick seasoning pepper. I'll link it in the description. And you sprinkle that on them. And that's it. And you put it on a tray. And they're so good with cream cheese and that seasoning.
You don't bake it?
You don't bake it at all. It is completely raw jalapeno peppers. And I would have thought the same thing. I mean, the first time I tried it, I was like, are those jalapenos that people are eating? Like, really?
Yeah.
Even, because I like spicy food, you know?
Right.
But I was still a little leery and everybody was like, oh no, they're not hot. They're really good. And I was like, okay, I tried one. I'm like, done. I mean, cream cheese, of course. I'm like,
right.
I'm sold, you know?
So you don't mix really anything though with the cream cheese. No. You just put it on top.
I believe I'll have to look up the recipe, but I believe it's just cream cheese and then you sprinkle
it on top. That's interesting.
Super fast, like, super like easy and it was really good. So I'm like, okay, so I've made that several times where, you know, I just pick up 12 jalapenos, which are like 20 cents or something. And
right.
And it's done, which is awesome. So,
because I've also seen, you know, those little, not bell peppers, but the little like red and yellow.
Yes.
And I've seen that done with cream cheese, but never a jalapeno.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Very nice.
Yeah,
I would like to see that recipe because also the fresh is like a good summer thing, you know?
Yeah, I agree too. And it's, I mean, even baking and cooking a lot in your kitchen for summer stuff, I'm like, just it's hot and it takes a long time.
It's
like,
hot.
It's nice to mix a salad, like a quick side something or something that's fresh and easy for appetizers. Like you said, instead of everything baked and heavy, it's just nice, light stuff too. So I thought I'd throw that one in there.
That is nice.
Okay.
That's good. So I'm just going to stick with my theme of bacon right now.
Go for it.
I think you've had these, Betsy. It's my stuffed dates.
Yes.
Have you had those?
I don't know. I think I have, but I don't. I know that you make them for like every party.
Yes, because again, they go, I never have any leftover. It's insane. And I just buy a fresh dates, take the pit out, stuff them with blue cheese crumbles, and then take like half a piece of bacon, wrap it around it. I don't put a toothpick or all that stuff. I don't have time for that. And actually majority of the time I make these the night before the party, put them in a big bowl and cover it tight and put it in the refrigerator. So then the day of the party, I just take them out and put them on the bacon sheet and bake them. And I have to shout out Lisa Burwell. She gave me that recipe. It is so good. It's a perfect mixture too, because of the sweet from the dates, the salty of the cheese and the bacon. And it is, and you just cook it until the bacon is cooked. So it's so good. Yeah.
Okay. We'll have the recipe linked below as well. Stuffed dates.
I don't know if I have that recipe. I'm going to have to write it down. That's literally just what I told you is that recipe. Dates, blue cheese, crumbles, and bacon.
But Lisa sent you a recipe.
No, she told Lisa, me.
Oh, she told it to you.
She gave it to me. Yeah. Dates, blue cheese crumble, bacon.
I was like, I'm just going to text Lisa. I'm just going to text Lisa.
Yeah, I don't think she has a recipe. She might, but she just told it to me. So I've just always, you know, it's kind of, you can't forget that, people. I've said it 4 times. If you don't have it, then don't cook it.
Okay, Karen. We're trying to be helpful for people for their summer party plans, okay?
But they're very good.
Oh my gosh, this is making me hungry.
I know, this might not have been the best idea. Also, do you notice how long my fingernails are? I just need to point that out right now because I'm doing this to them. Stop it. That's not fair. Your fingernails are always like that. Mine are not.
It's true. I'm proud of you for letting your fingernails grow out. Can we get back to the topic?
To the podcast? For this evening?
Yeah, the podcast. Yeah.
We can get back to it.
For those of you listening, Angela was just giving us a close-up shot of her tiny fingernails that are growing.
They are not tiny. They totally have a white mark on them. On they every have one white of them.
On the tips. That's true.
I think I can get DNA evidence. They're so long.
I hope that they don't need to get DNA evidence.
I mean, I hope not either, but... Before 2 weeks ago, that was
this
not
is
even
not
an
a
option.
True crime episode of OK Karen.
We doing might
summer party recipes to host your favorite people. We are not talking about murders.
Okay, go on. Okay, sorry.
Okay,
my bad.
All right. Okay, so I will. I had one written down, but you gave it to me, so I'm going to let you talk about that one. But it was really good. You know what I'm talking about.
I do know what you're talking about.
And I will skip to this broccoli salad that I have.
Oh.
So
is it cold?
It is. It's broccoli. Oh, hold on.
Okay.
Okay. So this is another one that I like because it's super fast to throw together. Super easy. And it has bacon in it. So there you go. It's a broccoli salad, but it has bacon in it. So you know it's going to be good.
Yeah.
So it has a head of fresh broccoli cut into like bite-sized pieces.
The florets.
Yes. And some red onion, some raisins or grapes. I've seen it both ways. The recipe that I'm going to link says raisins, but I have used like grapes cut in half before. It was really
red
good.
Or green?
Red.
Okay.
Although I'm sure green would be too, because it's just the sweet. You know what I mean? It's got that bit. It adds that little bit of sweet. And then it has some white wine vinegar and some sugar, and it has some mayonnaise, which I know you're surprised about. I don't like mayonnaise.
I don't either.
I will avoid mayonnaise at all costs. But I had this salad at someone's house at a party, and I was like, I really like this. And it has me. I was like shocked. I think because it's so thin, it's almost like it doesn't taste mayonnaise-y. I mean, maybe you could probably substitute like ranch dressing if you didn't want
or
mayonnaise.
Or could you substitute sour cream?
Yeah,
or,
you probably
or
could.
Or yogurt that's not flavored?
Yeah, like plain Greek yogurt.
Plain Greek yogurt,
if you're like really opposed to it. But I have made it, and I think I did like half what they said for mayonnaise, just so that it wasn't – it's very thin on there. It's not like a really soupy kind of salad. It's just a very thin coating on everything. A cup of sunflower seeds. So now you have bacon, sunflower seeds, raisins or grapes, all that mixed in, a little tiny bit of red onion, all that mixed in with your broccoli. And it is really good because it's got like the crunch.
That sounds good.
And it's got the sweet and the salty.
Salty.
And again, as far as prep, I mean, you've got to cut the broccoli.
Right.
And then you everything take a spoon, else is together. You just mix it up, you know.
Wow.
I did wait and I added the sunflower seeds like right when I got there because I was at a gathering like at my sister's house, a family gathering. And I was getting – we were – maybe it was a – like there were other people – I brought other food also. So we got there and it was actually time to eat. I had the sunflower seeds in a baggie and put them in because I didn't want them to get soggy.
That's a good idea.
I had it the day after – and it was still good, even with still the sunflower good. Seeds. I was like, this is so good. Because how can you go wrong with like that combination?
I can make a salad like that that's orient. It's called an oriental salad. Mm-hmm. And you layer coleslaw, you know, just the lettuce and coleslaw you buy in the store. And then you layer like almond slices, sunflower mm-hmm. seeds. Excuse me. You break up ramen noodles.
Yes, I was going to ask if that's what I've had that one too. I love like that crunch.
Yes, and you pour like a white vinegar oil bait on top with some sugar on top, and you leave it. You don't mix it. Then the next day you mix it, and it's so good.
Because I've had that one too, and I never got the recipe myself, but I've been at parties where they've had it, and I'm like, I love this. And I just call it the ramen noodle salad because I'm like, it's so good. It's
really good. I make it probably once a year, and I don't know why I don't make it more often, because every time I make it, I'm like, this is so good. It's mm-hmm. because of the different crunches you have. And with it, I guess it's sitting overnight. It's not like the ramen noodles are like, not like that.
Right. If they've softened a little bit.
Right.
Do you want to link that recipe as well?
Yeah, that recipe, there's a handwritten recipe. I mean, I'm sure I can find it. I can look somewhere else and find it and send it to you.
Okay. What do you call it?
Oriental salad.
Okay. Well, I'll put it on the list.
And yours is called broccoli? Just a broccoli salad?
Well, I mean, I looked it up from after I had it and I found the same ingredients and I was like, okay, that's got to be it. And then I made it. And I found it on all recipes. It's called Allison's Broccoli Salad.
Oh, Allison. Thank you, Allison.
Did you know that Angela's taco soup is on all recipes?
Look at there.
Yeah, it's your taco soup recipe. I need to go on and see how many people have saved it since I loaded it. That was since our fall one when we did the soups.
The soups.
You had it written out and I was like, I'm going to send it. I'm going to make a link for this. So I added it as a recipe on all recipe and I gave it your name. I don't know who it originally came from, but now it's Angela's.
A girl from work. Yeah.
Sorry.
I'll take credit.
I should take credit. I'm the one that put it on the website.
You should have said Karen's taco soup.
Okay, Karen. We just start our own recipes. Okay, right. Karen's taco soup. Okay,
that's
Karen's
a good idea. Oriental
dates.
Salad.
We can now make a stuffed date recipe. There you go.
It's three ingredients, people.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. So do you want me to talk? I'll talk about the one that you were going to use that I gave you.
Yeah, go for it.
So it's puff pastry. It really doesn't have a name. It's like puff pastry bacon twist and super, super easy. I think the longest it takes is to like thaw the puff pastry so you can roll it out. Then you put the tiniest layer of mustard on it. And that's just to let the bacon, then you lay bacon down on it, and then you put cheese, sprinkle cheese on, and then you take a pizza cutter and you cut between each bacon, and then you twist it and put it on a bacon sheet, and you put egg wash on top and you bake it until it looks done. Bacon's
done. And I didn't even do egg wash on mine and it was still delicious.
Oh, it's very good. I got that recipe from off of Food Network. I think
what do you call them? Bacon cheese twist, something like that.
Yeah, it's really, and I love to use puff pastry. I use it generally at every party. I use puff pastry somehow that way, or the last party I did, the girls' party, I did puff pastry with a little mustard. And then I put meat, I put a salami down and then some cheese like provolone and then a top puff pastry. And I crinkled the edges and baked the whole thing and then cut them up in squares. And those were very good. And then I've done puff pastries, cutting them little squares, put them in a muffin tin and then put little bite size of brie, the cheese brie, and then put some cranberry sauce on top of that and baked them. And those are also very good.
Yeah, I feel like it's hard to go wrong with puff pastry.
Yeah, you really, I mean.
So I made these twists.
I'm sure you could do something, but
I made these twists for the first time for Christmas this year.
I think so, yeah.
And Christmas night. I don't remember. Christmas Eve. My husband and I, we didn't do a lot for Christmas this year because of, you know, what?
Saying.
Okay. So, so it was just us and, you know, the kids go to bed at 7 and I'm like, I want to do something though. I don't be like, yeah, what's for leftovers for dinner? You know, like we need to do something nice, but we're having a big meal on Christmas Day that we were cooking. So I'm like, so we did a charcuterie board and I did those and I did just a bunch of stuff that I hadn't done before, and this is unusual, especially with just the two of us, that I'm going to make like different appetizers and all this stuff, you know? And I made a really good cheese ball. I wouldn't talk about that, but I could. A really good cheese ball.
Oh, yeah.
But my husband didn't like it. But why? Then I had a whole cheese ball. I'm like, how am I going to eat an entire cheese ball?
Why didn't he like it?
He's not a big cream cheese / soft cheeses person.
Oh, I love
cream cheese. He does not eat sour cream. Like, he doesn't eat sour cream. He doesn't eat cottage cheese. He doesn't eat mayonnaise. So even if sour cream is in stuff like mashed potatoes, he's like, is there sour cream in this? I'm like, no, there's cream cheese and heavy whipping cream, but there is no sour cream. I don't know why. He can taste it, even a small amount. So, a cheese ball is a lot of cream cheese with other like, cheeses mixed in, but mine had jalapenos in it. And it was really good because it was a little spicy because, of course, you know, we need to make it spicy. I can link that recipe too. It's a cheese ball, so it's pretty easy. But I ended up like dropping off half of it at my sister's house like 2 days later because I'm like, this is gonna go bad. Before it had some ham in it too, and I was like, I need this, somebody eat this besides me, because I can't eat an entire cheese ball.
No, leftovers.
So but I made those twists with the pastries, and we had I think we had 6 of them, and I ate one, and I'm like, these are, because it's a strip of pastry, it's pretty thin with the bacon and the cheese. And we had a bunch of other food too. And he ate one and he's like, these are so flipping good. I'm like, yeah, I know. He's like, we could have just had these for dinner. I'm like, yeah. But then after we both had 2, we're like, okay, let's have some of the fruit that's on the board. Let's eat some other stuff. Cause they're really good and easy to make. So
yeah, I make them a lot actually, but, I try to spread my bacon out depending on how much bacon. But I did make these for when I got together with some of my girlfriends, Grace, Melissa, Michelle, Johnette, and Susan. I need to name everybody. And they really liked them a lot. And actually, we were late because they were in the oven. And Grace came and I was like, I'm not ready. They're not ready. So I made her try them before. I was like, are they done? Is the bacon done? And she was like, oh, this is so good. So they're very, and they're not hard to make. I don't think they're hard. Do you think they're hard?
No.
And that's just also, I'm sure I can find the recipe, but I watched it on TV and just wrote it down. And then that's it. That's how I did that.
Okay.
So there you go. That's my baking puff pastry. And then puff pastry for, like I said, I use it for several appetizers. People take a whole thing of brie and do puff pastry around that. Have you done that and baked it?
No, I haven't done that.
I haven't either, but a lot of people do that. And I've just never done it. So if you've done it, let us know. Because here's my question. Do you take that white rind off the brie and then put it in the puff pastry? Kind of confused a little there. I don't know.
Comment below if you know. I do not know.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I have a feeling like Elaine would know.
Okay.
So Elaine, I'm calling you out. My mother-in-law.
Do you know? Do you know?
Elaine. I know.
Okay. So I just have a couple of desserts.
Really?
Because you have a ton more appetizers than I do.
Yeah. Sorry.
So I was just going to share a couple of desserts that I've done that are also pretty easy. The first one, how many more do you have before I go into this? How many?
I just have, I have one. I can maybe do another one.
Okay.
We'll
say 2 more for you. Okay. And I'll do 2. I'll just talk about these real quick. Okay.
And one can be a dessert. It's easy. I'll tell you what that is.
Okay. So now I actually wanted to hear your feedback about this because I mentioned this before and I wanted to see, you made it for Thanksgiving. So I was like, I want to see how Angela's take on how it went over with her whole family. The cream cheese, the pumpkin cheesecake with the topping with the pecan praline sauce, which really the pecan praline sauce on any cheesecake. I was like, that to me did it. It didn't even have to be a pumpkin cheesecake. But so I had given you this recipe. I made it for something, a get together we had, and everybody was like, this is like really good. So and you made it. So how did it go over with your family?
So I didn't make the pumpkin cheesecake part.
You did regular.
There's another cheesecake that I make. Yeah, that's just plain because I didn't know how people would feel about the pumpkin. Mm-hmm. And then I did the praline pecan.
Yeah.
On the side. But I'm going to tell you, because again, I didn't know how people would feel. And, you know, we do Thanksgiving up in the woods and I just didn't know how it would set, you know. But my mom came in when I was cooking the praline sauce. Mm-hmm. And I took a spoon and I was like, here, taste this and tell me how it is. And she was like, okay. And she tasted and she said, oh, what is this? And I was like, is it good? And she's like, give me another spoon. She loved it, loved it. So, and everyone that did use it, because some people didn't, but everyone that did, they, it was my cousin Regina. She was like, this is delicious. It was so good. Okay. So, yeah, the sauce, you know, it was very good. It makes it also extremely rich.
Oh yeah.
So if you have a lot of other rich stuff, you might not want the sauce, you know, but it was, it was delicious. It was.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, that's why I wanted to know. So the other thing I wanted to say is I have a peanut brittle recipe, which I'm guessing you could do something similar with pecan, as far as like pecan praline type thing, but peanut brittle, it's all in the microwave. Have you heard of this?
Really? No.
Yeah. So you, this was given to me by, well, it says my father-in-law on the name of the recipe. No, not my father-in-law.
Oh, my?
My mother-in-law's dad. My grandfather-in-law is the name on the recipe. So I got a bunch of recipes at my bridal shower from my in-laws, and they all have the names of who they came from, which was really fun. And my
aunt, really nice.
My husband's aunt put it together.
Yeah.
So yeah, you put the sugar and the syrup in the microwave, heat it up, and then you add the other things, heat it up another 4 minutes or whatever, and then you pour it into a cookie sheet and you let it cool for an hour. And there's your peanut brittle.
And put the peanuts in. Yeah.
Yeah.
But really, and you've done it. It's really good.
Yeah. It's, I mean, it's just like peanut brittle, great. But I'm like, hey, I'll do it.
Because normally it's like on a stove, get the candy thermometer, or put it in there, get it up to this thing. You know, it's really, it can be difficult making candy, but that sounds, yes, please link that.
I mean, this recipe is like cook 2 minutes in the microwave on high, then stir this, then cook 2 more minutes, and then take it out and cool it. Like pour it in a cookie sheet and cool it. And I'm like,
wow.
Yes. Done, like
super easy. Yeah
because normally, like you said, it's like this is a long process,
it's and tedious messy.
Mm-hmm. You've got all kinds of dishes. You're just like,
and then if it burns, oh my gosh, you are just want to lose your mind, because you've stood at the stove stirring blah blah blah, and then if it burns, you just have to throw it away. There's no recovering from that.
No. Ugh, I burnt my roux for gumbo the other day and I was so sad.
Yep, start over.
Because I was like, I don't know if I have another 3/4 a cup of bacon grease. like bacon drippings. How much bacon do I have in my house? Like, that's a lot. Now, Angela, do you save your bacon grease with all this bacon?
I do.
You do save it in a jar.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's in a jar. Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So do I. But I feel like you probably go through a lot more hosting all of these events, and you have,
but I also
you have bacon
don't
at
use-
every event.
I know I do have bacon, and I have this, this piece of pottery I got from, one of our festivals down here years ago that I cook my bacon in when I'm not when it's not a recipe, and I love it. So one of my last appetizers are called crab bombs, and these are the bomb. I get jumbo lump crab meat. Mm-hmm. And I have to pick through it before I use it, because, you know, you don't want any shells. And then you just add like some butter, parsley, a little bit of breadcrumbs, just a tad. These crab bombs are 95% crab. You know, it's not like a lot of breading. And then you just make them like golf ball size and you put them in the oven. And when they come out, you brush some butter on top. My mom's boss years and years ago gave her the recipe, and I've made it every Christmas, and they are so good. They're so, but you know, you have to love crab. Of course, down here on the South, I mean, in Mississippi on the coast, you can get crab meat all the time. And it's so good. Oh, it's so good. So that's crab bombs. And I don't,
crab bombs.
It's another like handwritten, it's actually like typed up. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you. Sometimes those are the best. Sorry. Sorry, Karen. Stop looking at me like that.
I just don't know how we're going to get this to the people.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Do you think they're taking notes?
No. But also, I don't know. Like, this is a little bit more ingredients than the stuffed dates.
Yes.
But I can take a picture of it.
You know what I'm going to do on this part of the video? I'm going to put your phone number really big across the bottom and be like, text Angela for the recipe.
Okay, no, because
I'm going to put that out in the YouTube world and everybody can text you.
I'm already getting every day that my car insurance your warranty is up. So let's not add something.
Do you want to say, do you know what year my car is? My warranty is up a long time
ago. I'm like, my car is paid for. Stop it.
This is your last chance, Angela.
Yeah. It was my last chance a couple vehicle is ago. Going to be. Yeah.
Oh my God.
All right.
Okay.
Do you have anything else?
Yes. I had one more dessert I was going to mention.
Okay, because I do have one more. Okay, go ahead. Oh, so, fudge. I love fudge.
Buckeye fudge. So it's like peanut butter fudge topped with chocolate fudge. And pretty easy. If you've never done fudge before, I say try it. It's really not as difficult as you think. And I think it's really nice at parties because it's just so it's just small, so rich. It's easy to serve. It's easy to transport. You know, it's like – this is everybody likes fudge. I don't know anybody that doesn't like fudge.
So have you made this before?
I have, yeah. I made
it. Is this microwave or is this on top of the stove?
It is on top of the stove. Wait, actually, it's in the microwave. I didn't remember that. Huh.
Is this with that marshmallow cream?
No, but that's so weird you said that because my husband was like, did you use marshmallow fluff? And I was like, no.
There's a recipe with marshmallow fluff.
Yeah, but he was like, oh, you always use marshmallow fluff. This is after I made it. And I'm like, I just took the plate and I was like, you don't get any. And he's like, well, I'm just saying when I make fudge, I'm like, then you need to make the fudge then.
Oh, that's a big fudge argument right there.
Yeah, it was a fudge. You shouldn't have done that. That was a fudge up. You just fudged up, my friend. And he's like, no, but I want to eat it. And I'm like, you don't tell me how to do it after. And he's like, I always make the fudge in my family. And then my mother-in-law is like, Sean always makes the fudge. I'm like, well, you know what? I've been with Sean for 5 years and he has never made me fudge. So how am I supposed to know that Sean's the fudge maker in the family? So I'm like, if I would have known that, I would have been like, make me some fudge for Christmas.
Is he like making fudge on the side and giving it away and sharing it with you?
I'm like, well, he stopped making fudge when he met me, apparently.
Yeah.
Because he used to always do it for the holidays.
Lost that title.
For his family, he makes fudge. I'm like, I'm his family too. So, after this year, I was like, I'll make everything else. And you're in charge of fudge for desserts because when we saw his family later, I think at New Year's, they're like, oh yeah, Sean makes the best fudge. I'm like, well, that's interesting to find that out now.
So that fudge just kept fudging. It just got
bigger and bigger.
It just never stopped.
But he was, after I made it, he's like, do you use marshmallow fluff? I'm like, no. Why are you saying that? And he's like, it's just, that's the way you do it. That's how you make the fudge. And I'm like, just stop talking. You should stop talking right now. It was a big fudge. It was.
But anyway, it's good. Yours is good.
Yes, it is good. I got it from a friend who probably isn't listening, but shout out Elizabeth. Thanks for sharing.
Why isn't she listening?
Because she just had her fourth baby in like 3 years.
Is she subscribed?
I don't know.
She should at least be subscribed.
And I'll tell her she's mentioned in this. You met her also in Minnesota.
I did meet her. I think she only had two kids when I met her.
You did. You met the second. Yeah. There's two more now. So she sent me this recipe because I asked her for it. She had something on Instagram where she made it. I was like, oh my gosh, that looks so good. So she sent it to me. The recipe actually has an option for microwave or stovetop. So you could do it microwave or you could do stovetop. Look at that.
And you don't remember how you did it?
I think I probably did microwave. I should remember. It wasn't that long ago. It was at Christmas, but you know, I don't remember. So that's it. It is Buckeye fudge. And I think although it is kind of heavy for a like summertime party dessert, fudge is because it's so rich. It isn't like pie or something. You know what I mean? It's
right, right. Still pick up and go.
It's pick up and go. It's easy to transport. It's not too complicated, especially if you do the microwave one. So there you go. All right.
All right. Speaking of marshmallow fluff, yes. I make a fruit dip that has marshmallow fluff in it.
Okay.
And it's, and we always have like a fruit tray and then make that dip, and it's marshmallow fluff. And I mean, it's three ingredients.
Is this your last recipe?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you were doing a side note, but no, off of what I was saying. Okay. So no. Fruit dip with marshmallow. Wait, this isn't your like Lucky Charms dip, is it? Or something? Didn't you have one that Lucky tastes Charms. Like Fruit Loops or?
I don't know what you're talking about. No. I have a fruit dip. I have two fruit dips that now are like really good. This is the marshmallow fluff. And then there's one, a chantilly. And that one is really good, but they're both with cream cheese. So it's marshmallow fluff, cream cheese, and I think it's powdered sugar and maybe some vanilla. And then the chantilly,
So the marshmallow fluff fruit dip, does it have fruit in it or no? You dip the fruit into it.
Yes. Yes. Okay. You like make it in a bowl and then put your fruit all around it.
Okay.
And one year I just did strawberries, and I mean, everyone loves it. It's so good. It is really, really good. Okay. So, but most of the time I do like strawberries and grapes, blackberries if they're, you know, nice size. So yeah. And apples.
I love this like sweet dip with fruit. I mean, yes. I could just eat Cool Whip, like fruit with Cool Whip and sit there. Oh yeah. I love Cool Whip. But the dip like this is better than Cool Whip. Yeah. I mean, you know what I mean?
And
marshmallow fluff, cream cheese, powdered sugar. Mm.
It's so easy to make. So, So that's, and then I just, like I said, last party, I tried this Chantilly fruit dip that had a little almond flavor, and my aunt doesn't like almond stuff, but she really liked this, and I just didn't tell her it had almond flavor in it. Yeah, really good. So that's all my stuff.
Okay.
That's my appetizers that I chose for tonight.
So yeah, if you are going to a party, if you're hosting a party, try out one of these recipes and let us know how it goes. Yeah. Also comment and tell us, because we want new recipes. So comment here and tell us
what new recipes.
Like one of your favorite things is to that you've had at a party or that you have brought to a party or one of your faves. Yeah, for summer or anytime, because we love appetizers and desserts and whatever. So tell us one of your favorite party dishes.
Right.
Because we want to try new stuff. Yeah.
We do. I love trying new stuff. So that would be great.
All right.
And I'll try it and let Betsy know.
That's true. I feel like my recipes lately are just like, what will toddlers eat?
Yes. Also, let's be honest. I'll probably have a party before you have the next party, since you're about to have a baby.
It's true.
So, yeah. So I need.
I am going over to someone's house tomorrow evening.
Oh, for what? Well, that's nice. What are you going to do?
Go hang out, have drinks.
Are you having a party? I'm gonna have a drink.
I'm gonna drink something. The other couple and my husband are probably gonna drink, play cards, hang out, visit. We haven't seen them in a while, so we got a babysitter. We're gonna go over there.
So, are you gonna make some appetizers?
I should bring something or a dessert. You should. I didn't even think about it, but yeah, I should bring something over there. That'd be nice.
That would be nice. Yeah.
Okay. Knowing this couple, she probably will have something for us, like to snack on. You know, because she's that kind of hostess. You know. So, okay.
All right. That's our episode tonight. Yeah. So, y'all, we're almost done. We're going to kind of cut season two a little bit short because, again, someone's going to have a baby.
My fault.
So, yeah. So, we only have one more episode of season two, and then we're going to do our recap. Hopefully, we can do the recap before you have the baby.
This is 20. We're going to do 21 next week, and then we'll have 22 as like a recap.
Yep.
And then we're going to take a little break. And if Angela finally makes it to Texas, if there's no, you know, hurricanes.
Don't say it. Last year, how many times did I plan? Three times.
I think three times.
And it was a hurricane every time. So,
one was a tropical storm. But I mean, who wants to drive in a tropical storm? Yeah, 11 hours. It's not fun. So yes. Yeah, so if she comes, then we'll do a fun episode in person. Well, we can do live. I don't know if we're brave enough to do something.
No, we don't need to do anything live. Why not? I don't know what you're, because sometimes you don't know what we're going to say, or our facial.
You know, I don't edit stuff out. You know,
well, if it's really bad, you can edit it though. That's what I'm saying.
We want to do a tasting, like a scotch tasting with my husband, who loves different kinds of scotch.
So that could be live. That 100% does not need to be live.
Yes, it does.
No. Are you crazy? No.
Why not?
We're going to talk about this more, Karen.
I don't think you should be worried about it. I'm the one that hasn't anything to drink for 9 months, and I'm going to be the one tasting shots of liquor.
Well, I'm not drinking scotch. Yeah. Ooh. Oh, there's no telling what's going to come out of our mouths.
That's why we should do it live.
You are crazy. We're not doing a live. But thanks for telling me. I'm going to have to pack some clothes and stuff so I can be, you know,
ready,
prepared.
Get your game face on.
Yeah.
I might, you know, this is the thing about technology and Angela. I could just hit the live button on YouTube and I would not. Angela would not know.
I mean, I do see the REC in the corner. So
of the Zoom call. But it could be live at the same time as recording. And
oh, I think I would see a red button somewhere along the outside.
And like, at my house with my laptop or my computer.
I don't know. Now you got me all paranoid.
I know. I love it.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, everybody have a good day and let us know about your apps or your desserts or your party food. And
if you try them out, let us know, please.
Yeah. Okay. Bye, everybody. Right. Good night, Sean. I love you.
Good night, Bradley Cooper. I love you.